This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, and welcome to our fourth and final hour of the Bob Rose Show. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch, and stretch we will. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Joining us right now, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Commish, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Hey, there's interesting things in this Florida Farm Bill. I want to get to that. But first, a big topic, especially when it first came up. A lot of ranchers, farmers called in. They were upset with Trump's deal with Argentina. Do you have a beef with it?
Yeah, that's a great lead. We have a beef with the beef, huh?
Yeah.
You know, the beef with Argentina beef, first of all, our farmers and ranchers are the backbone of our society. They when you think about everything we talk about, they represent green space, the first environmentalists, the food supply chain, all of the things that we could say about our farmers and ranchers. And I think that, when I don't know that there's been any authorized shipments of Argentina beef, but Argentina beef has several potential challenges coming to the state of Florida. One is foot and mouth disease. We certainly do not want that to be brought into the state of Florida. And, of course, it's far enough south, but the screw worm that we're fighting coming up through Mexico from South America, we don't want those things, or potentially those things, coming into our state. And the quality of that meat is not going to be near the same quality as we put out here. So a lot of times if people buy bad steak, they'll just quit buying steak in general, right? So it won't be a matter of they come in and reduce prices. They'll have come in and put a substandard, you know, product in the market, which will cause people to want to eat less anyways at any price. And so I think it's a major disruption. I'm hopeful that Brooke Rollins, our USDA secretary, can get this worked out to where we do not see that product. And we certainly want to make sure we're taking care of our farmers, buying fresh from Florida beef. And we've got a lot of proud farmers here. We've got almost 1 million head of cattle here in the state of Florida, and they're doing a great job. And by the way, the biggest part of this pricing challenge doesn't lie with our farmers. Although we have experienced all the same inflations everybody else has in cost, it lies within the processors. There's 4 main processors in the entire country, and they're controlling that price. They did during COVID. Our ranchers and farmers were going out of business, and those processors were squeezing them in the middle for cheaper prices. And now today, they are still with the large margin because there's no competition there. If we wanted to actually tackle the problem of higher beef prices, we would not attack our farmers. We would attack those 4 processors that control the vast majority of beef in our country.
Any idea from the, you know, at the state level, if you could maybe provide a grant or some seed money to a company that could put together a meatpacking processing facility? I have no idea what that would entail. But, you know, I know you were working on, like, in Perry, Florida, where they closed down the, you know, the prison, and then they, not the prison, they closed down a lot of the timber operations there.
The paper mill, that's right.
Yeah, so maybe that would be a place for it.
Things, Bob. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. We are, when I say working on it, I've talked to the cattlemen in the state of Florida several times. There's a big facility right there in north central Florida, and I forget the city that it's in, but there's a facility that can be rehabilitated. And, yes, we need that, and it's something that the state would be very interested in helping get up and running. And I've talked to several producers. I hope the cattlemen, you know, because they're at the mercy of, you know, these few processors. If we could get a facility here in Florida, and you know, I've promoted Fresh from Florida, you know, the last almost 3 years now, and we spend a lot of dollars educating our people about mm-hmm. Fresh from Florida products. If we had our own facility in this state, which we'd love to have, I would. You know, then yes, we could turn the tide, at least for our farmers in Florida, because no matter how many bad trade agreements the federal government put together, and generally, most trade agreements are not good for the state of Florida. As long as we are, our antidote to that is Fresh from Florida products. If you go to your store and you buy Fresh from Florida, it's Florida-grown beef, it's Florida-grown vegetables, it's Florida-grown milk, and it's something we're very proud of, and we're going to continue to push that. And we are. If you go to an app, the products that are from Florida are there. Number two, we also have a feeding program, what I call Feeding Florida program, where last year the legislature gave me $38 million to buy commodities that were in high distress and then be able to put that through the Feeding Florida network throughout the state of Florida for food insecure folks. So I know there, you know, with the government shutdown and, you know, there's a lot of, we may not have our SNAP benefits and other benefits from the federal government. The state of Florida is taking up a big area of that space, and more people that are food insecure are going to have to probably go to our food banks, which we have those resources to be able to keep additional food there. Every bit of that money is being spent on Florida farmer products, including beef. And I gave the example of milk. Schools, your K-12 system is out of school 3.5-4 months out of the year. Well, those farmers that supply that milk the other 8 months of the year, what do they do for 4 months with all that milk? They have to ship it up to Wisconsin. So they have to pay to ship it there, and then they get paid a lot less because that milk is going into other byproducts like cheese and things. And so now we can buy that milk at cost, not at a big profit for the, not at any profit for the farmer. We can buy it at cost, but it prevents them from having to ship it all the way to Wisconsin and getting that much lower price. So we can take that up, and then we package it, and then it goes into the Feeding Florida distribution model, which is all over the state. So we're very proud of the things that we're doing in Florida to protect Florida farming. We're very proud of the Fresh from Florida, and we're going to continue to expand that. And we'd love to have a meatpacking facility here in the state of Florida that could take care of our beef here also.
Well, that would be awesome. I think we're on our way to solving that problem. That'll benefit the producers and the consumers and add Florida jobs. I love it all. Hey, but I want to talk to you before I let you go about this Florida Farm Bill. You didn't tell me about all these interesting things in there. Gas-powered equipment protection, signal jammer ban. Let's start with that. What about signal jammers? I don't think the general public is aware of this.
So these signal jammers generally are produced in China. They're shipped here. It's illegal to use them today, but, you know, the bad guys come in and they use, they'll, if they're robbing a home, a bank, or a facility, or doing things, they'll come into an area, put their signal jammer on, and people cannot call out 911. And so they control the, just like a military-grade type equipment, they can control an area while they do their business, and then, of course, they leave. We're going to make that illegal in the state of Florida to possess them. We do not want, there's no lawful reason to possess those in the state of Florida. We do not want people being able to have that type of technology without it being a severe penalty, fine, and perhaps jail time, because these things are used primarily to disengage our first responders as they're trying to respond to crimes. and then people cannot communicate. It jams the signals. And so that's something that's very important to the department. And these are the things, when I said the last 3 or 4 months, hey, we're working on the farm bill this year. These are some of the things that we were vetting. This is one of those things that we, as we work with first responders, you know, what are we seeing more and more of? And we're seeing it all over the state. And so we're going to make it a crime, and then it will get it cleaned up.
It can jam the signal, like from your camera to your phone or to your Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, or if someone's breaking in your home and you're trying to call 911, it will jam the signal of your phone and won't let you call out.
Wow.
And so, yeah, your cameras, your phones, anything that's through Wi-Fi, it jams, and then you are completely vulnerable to that criminal. Whether you're going in a bank setting, a commercial setting, or what have you, they can control that space.
Hmm. Well, we always appreciate it. This is interesting, exciting stuff. And Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, always a pleasure. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Sounds good, Bob. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
That's scary stuff, isn't it?
It really is. You know what? In the next segment, I'm going to go over what some of the Farm Bill does, because this stuff should be touted. This is important work that's being done, and you wouldn't normally think it's under that umbrella, but it is, because it's a big job. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. So hang in there. 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning and welcome. The 9 o'clock stretch in progress. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, first of all, if you missed our conversation with Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, you missed some good stuff. And he talked about, you know, this possible beef coming from Argentina, kind of put my mind at ease a little bit. Sounds like it's probably not going to happen, or not happen the way the story ran when Trump was meeting with the folks there. So we'll get to that. But we don't ever want you to miss a minute of the show. That's why you can always search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and catch up on every episode and every interview whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Did you hear what he's saying? Stuff about, you know, concern for screw worm and some other things that they're dealing with. Again, not things the average consumer thinks about, but things that, you know, if you're protecting the consumer, you know, as the ag commissioner, this falls under his umbrella. I thought that was very interesting. And he also talked about, yeah, you can get a lower price, but you're generally going to get a lower quality that goes along with that. And that, you know, Florida beef producers, put out a great quality product. I liked what I was hearing there. And the fact that what they really need to bring prices down and to make things better for the ranchers and the consumers is they need more processing. There's only like four major processors, I guess, and they can kind of set the price and dictate, you know, and that's been an area where they're going to try to alleviate some of that pressure by helping to fund a processor, bring somebody in, make doing business here, you know, make sense, and we can help to alleviate some of these issues. So it's good stuff. One of the other things that's in this Senate Bill 290, this Florida Farm Bill, gas-powered equipment protection. The bill would prohibit counties and municipalities from enacting or enforcing any law that restricts or bans the use of gasoline or diesel-powered farm and lawn care equipment. So they can't come in and say, oh, you can't have a regular lawnmower. You got to have like a battery-powered one or electric one. They can't, under this bill, they can't do that. The municipalities, you know, can't just say, oh, no, you can't use your gas anymore. No. So you're protected there. The signal jammer ban I thought was interesting. It makes it a crime to possess, sell, distribute, or use signal jamming devices. Officials warn that the technology is often smuggled from foreign adversaries and can block 911 calls and disrupt law enforcement communications. That's just one of the many things that a signal jammer could do. It's nefarious. The reason why anybody would want one is my understanding. So they're going to outlaw those. CDL exam fraud crackdown, ensuring safety on Florida roads by making it a crime to cheat or help someone cheat on the commercial driver license or CDL proficiency exam. Like that, contractor accountability to protect taxpayer money and small businesses. It would create a suspended vendor list and establish criminal penalties for contractors who fail to pay their subcontractors or suppliers. That seems to make sense to me. Veterinarian support. The bill creates a loan repayment program to reimburse up to $25,000 per year for veterinarians who treat food animals. And that makes sense for the food supply. And to be a veterinarian is requires a lot of training, a lot of work, and not just anybody can do that. But the rewards are nowhere near where they generally are if you go into medicine. It's kind of similar.
It's a whole different dedication because of now you've got the diversity of animals compared to...
versus humans.
Exactly, yeah.
Humans are nearly as diverse as animals.
Well, but we're getting more diverse because they just keep coming up with new genders. We got 87 new possibilities now.
Yeah, but AI can figure it all out, right?
I hope so.
So this sounds pretty good. From what I'm reading about this Senate Bill 290, this does not address any beef coming in from outside of Florida producers. But obviously, the Ag Commissioner is fully aware of what's going on. And I feel like, you know, if you're a Florida rancher, he's got your back and he'll deal with this in an appropriate manner. And I like that. Hey, you want some more good news?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
President Donald Trump predicted that gas will soon, quote unquote, drop to $2 a gallon. During a speech in Japan, he said our motto is drill, baby, drill, and noted that he anticipates $2 pretty soon, describing the prospect as bigger than a tax cut. If the president's prediction pans out, it would mark a substantial decrease from the gas prices Americans have been facing at the pump. AAA national average price for regular gas is currently just slightly over $3 a gallon. In mid-June 2022, during President Joe Biden's White House tenure, the AAA national average for regular gas soared as high as $5.
Wow.
And
we forget.
Yeah. And and that was the average. Ugh. And that was just on regular.
My goodness.
And I do, though, at a lot of places see, you know, a good price, what I call a good price for regular.
Yep.
But then I got to put high test in when it's like the Harley or the little Beamer. And I feel like they're hammering me.
I think they're making up for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just talking about an octane difference. Now, some may mix in some different detergents, but usually if it's a top tier fuel, it's top tier all three grades.
Right.
And it shouldn't cost that much difference for the
I was going to say, I don't mind paying a little extra, but it's like it doesn't make sense for the difference that you're getting in octane and stuff.
It
does not compute, is what I would say.
No, it doesn't.
So the current AAA national average is about the same as it was a year ago. It's about $3.13, so pretty close. All right. Now, there is some areas and states, I think South Carolina is one of them, some parts of Georgia, where you generally see pretty low prices. And apparently, according to this article, many states are enjoying gas prices between $2.50 and $2.80 a gallon. So you could see maybe gas will hit as low as around $2 a gallon in some areas. Florida, maybe not so much.
Well, I remember when I was coming back through the Carolinas and Georgia, it was as much as 45, 50 cents cheaper up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Start thinking about those upbeat positive thoughts. In the meantime, coming up next, I've got all the top stories of the day. We'll take another look at Hurricane Melissa and some of the damage done. That's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
.9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, day 29 of the government shutdown.
Bob, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do if the shutdown goes into November? Because right now they're making it easy. The date lines up with the day of the shutdown. You're going to have to start doing math in November.
I pity the fool. Yeah. Yeah. Then I'll really have to pay attention.
You have to take off your shoes and keep counting.
And speaking of the calendar, by the way, my friends, daylight saving time ends early Sunday morning. That's why we recommend fixing your clock Saturday night before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's fall back, so go an hour back.
Nice, extra hour of sleep.
Go back, 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 back in time. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Alachua County proud to announce participating in Operation Greenlight for Veterans, a nationwide effort by counties, National Association of Counties, and County Veteran Service Offices from November 4th through the 11th. County buildings and landmarks will be illuminated in green lights to honor and show support for the veterans and to raise awareness of the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their family. Alachua County, home to over 17,000 veterans, and this initiative is a reminder to veterans and families that their sacrifices are never forgotten. That's good. I like that. Across the U.S. labor market, the great freeze appears to be thawing, with 63% of businesses preparing to increase hiring in the year ahead. That according to ZipRecruiter. The increase in hiring could have significant impacts. Listen to this. Since employee turnover dropped from 177% in 2023 to just 50% in 2025. So people were, you know, skipping jobs, you know, dropping out, or actually they were looking for better opportunities. So they were moving. 177% turnover changed to 50% in 2 years, marking a historic slowdown. Our research suggests the great freeze is giving way to the great thaw, and the most prepared employers are already taking action, according to a labor economist with ZipRecruiter. We're seeing businesses ramp up entry-level hiring, drop degree requirements, and incorporate skill assessments into their process. That's great. The organizations that adapt to new technologies, prioritize skills, and invest in their workforce will gain a competitive edge in securing top talent as the market shifts. Now, amid labor market uncertainty, job seekers are bracing for a new reality in the job search process. In response, job seekers are turning to flexibility. 83% of those surveyed said they're willing to accept a different role than initially planned. The ZipRecruiter survey of 1,500 talent acquisition pros and hiring managers, 30% of employers reported lower employee turnover due to external economic factors. These shifts increase job-hugging behaviors among workers. You know, stick it out with the same place. As hiring freezes begin to thaw, 76% of employers said employee retention will be a key focus for the year ahead. But that provides, what, some leverage opportunities possibly for labor.
Yeah.
To again, and you've got wages already rising at a quicker pace than historically we've seen in a while. So that's a good thing. Good signs, looks like. Yeah. But things are, I like, you know, how they use the word shifting, because they are. AI is going to create and cause a lot of shifting. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang announced that the company will build 7 supercomputers for the Department of Energy. And here's the really good news, with up to 100,000 chips that are all made in America.
Nice.
The CEO said the first thing that President Trump asked me is, bring manufacturing back. And the New York Post reports that several significant announcements during the keynote address he made at the company's GTC event in D.C., highlighting the company's ongoing success, commitment to advancing AI technology. They are going to work with the government and contractors, obviously in D.C., and they are revealing their plans to build 7 new supercomputers for the U.S. Department of Energy. They'll serve various purposes like maintaining and developing the United States nuclear weapons arsenal and researching alternative energy sources such as nuclear fusion. The largest of these supercomputers will be built in collaboration with Oracle and will contain, one of them, will contain 100,000 of NVIDIA's Blackwell chips. 100,000 chips.
It's nice to see, though. I mean,
it's,
you know,
a supercomputer.
They're coming around. That's good. They're listening to Trump.
Yep. But they are some of the same people that are really behind the self-driving car technology.
Yeah, we don't have to buy everything they have.
No. What they're really trying to do is kind of revolutionize Uber and have, like, robo-taxis so they'd be automated.
There's just so many, in the real world, there's just too many variables that technology can't see, hear, sense. It's going to take so, this is why we have everything the Jetsons had except flying cars. We can't get it right on one level playing field, let alone people trying to avoid power lines and buildings and each other.
So like going out toward Keystone State Road 24, you know, they're doing some repaving there.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
And so will the car recognize those little speed bumpy things that they put in there?
Right.
Will it recognize the man sitting on the side of the road holding a sign, standing on the side of the road that says slow or stop?
Ah.
It's not like in a fixed position.
No, it's not. No. So, and a lot of these things, we're talking about urban, you know, usage. Man, things are moving and changing all the time. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't have a lot of confidence in it.
Yeah. If you run into something, you know, all you have to do is turn the robo-taxi off and then turn it on again, and hopefully
it'll restart.
Your destination. I don't know.
I don't think we're ready for that.
No?
No. And I don't want to be, because I enjoy driving, quite frankly.
So. Yeah, I do too. There's times when, I wouldn't mind just, you know, letting go of the wheel and stuff.
Yeah.
And I do from time to time, but, you know, when you hop the curb a couple times.
Yeah.
It's sort of a reminder.
Dented rim is a really pricey lesson.
Yeah. No, I actually have a lot of that technology on my car.
Right.
Yeah. It'll say, you know, keep your hands on the wheel, but every once in a while I fool it, and I don't have to.
I thought you were just playing the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
See, it's ironic because my Jeep is so total opposite, because I went the other way. It's like manual locks, manual windows, steering wheel that you got to steer.
Oh, you know, that's kind of how a Jeep should be.
I think so. It's fun. Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer, 70 years old, now a father of 8, just had another baby.
Yeah.
Grammer has 4 adult children from previous relationships and now 4 preteens with, I believe she's like a director.
Hmm.
Wow. So you're having a baby at the age of 70. Wow.
That's, I don't know.
With this wife, You've got Faith 12, Gabriel 10, James 8, and then, you know, the new one, obviously. And then he also has older children. Spencer, daughter Spencer's 41, Greer 33, and Mason 23, and Jude 20. Wow. But he's still loves being a dad, apparently, and still going at it at 70.
Mm.
Wow. Vice President J.D. Vance confirmed that U.S. military personnel will be paid on Friday during the ongoing Democrat government shutdown, while warning that they, quote, are not going to be able to pay everybody, unquote. When talking to reporters on Tuesday after a lunch with Senate Republicans, Vance expressed that the Trump administration believes they can continue to pay the troops, at least for now, according to The Hill. Vance also noted that they are dealing with the issue of funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, that ends the end of the month. Will the troops get paid on Friday? Yes, we believe they will. And his comments come as billionaire Timothy Mellon, a Trump ally, was identified as being the person who donated $130 million to the government in order for U.S. military troops to be paid during the shutdown. Wow. That is a pretty big investment.
Yeah.
Breitbart News' Jasmine Jordan reported that two individuals familiar with the transaction identified Mellon as being behind the $130 million donation to the Department of War. Wow, that is pretty big. But J.D. Vance, although he said, yeah, we'll get the troops paid on Friday, apparently maybe not be able to pay everybody.
Hmm.
Hopefully they pay the lowest paid first. Because
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, if you've made it to, you know, if you've acquired rank and stuff and your level of maturity and stuff, you know that you got to have a little something set aside.
Yeah, if you're young infantryman,
barely making rank
with a family, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, you got to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Several Democrats have attempted to blame President Donald Trump and Republicans for the ongoing government shutdown. And also that SNAP program that's set to expire. Yep, bunch of Dems casting blame on Trump and in trying to blame them for the government shutdown, which, you know, is now day 29. Senate Democrats voted for the 13th time, against a clean continuing resolution, a CR, that would have reopened the government. 13 times.
Oh, but it's not their fault.
It sure is.
Yes, it is.
They can say it's not. They can say a lot, and they do say a lot, and a great portion of it is completely untrue, and this is another one of those completely untrue statements. Nope, all they have to do, and it's not even the House. They're done. They're good. House Democrats and Republicans were able to see eye to eye enough to get that CR through there. It's all up to the Senate Democrats and Chuckie Schumer, period. It's right there at his feet. He could get it passed. All he has to do is say the word, and it'll pass. But he hasn't done that yet. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Two perspectives on the SNAP funding. From the perspective of the Republicans, there's a huge amount. Supposedly, Newsmax said that there was over 50% are illegal immigrants that are on SNAP. But on the other side of it, Democrats don't want it to pass or don't want to fund it because they know that people are going to riot and uprising, be mean and crappy when they don't have money for SNAP for food. So two perspectives. Have a great day.
Oh, no, appreciate it. Yeah, there's been a lot of postings on TikTok of people saying, I'm just going to, you know, go to the supermarket and walk out with my groceries.
Yep.
I'm going to wait in the parking lot for people who have groceries.
Yeah.
Things like that. Very threatening, very irate. And, I said, and I know Greg said this early on, it was like, well, one of the issues is, why do we have 42 million people on SNAP?
Mm-hmm.
And part of the issue is, like you said, I don't know if it's 50% illegals, but probably 50% encompassing, you know, the fraud and the waste in general.
Yeah, you can guarantee that.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, that shouldn't be the case. 9:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, we're looking for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. Count your blessings. You can do it. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:54. It is time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, and it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Rita. What's making you smile?
Hi, what's making me smile? It was the Ronald McDonald House and everything they did. The Oktoberfest was fantastic. I was there with my daughter. The music was great. The food was great. The energy was great. It was wonderful. So I was happy to hear on your show this morning how much money they raised. Way to go, Ronald McDonald House. Woo!
Yeah, yeah, awesome. I love it. Listen to her enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond Bourbon is their next event to raise money for Ronald McDonald House. Mm-hmm. And you can go. Just Google Ronald McDonald House Gainesville and look for events. And there's all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah. I didn't get to the, you know, it makes me smile that it was a great event.
Yes.
But I'm a little sad that I missed it. But you're smiling because you were there, right?
I was. And it was fantastic as ever. A bigger tent, more people, which again means more money raised for Ronald McDonald House. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks to Tom and, you know, Audi and Michael Potipow and all the people involved. Very much appreciated. And yeah, another great event. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is after I got beyond the battery change in my car, I was able to, I always do my own oil changes, so I did an oil change, and I'm good for the next 10,000 miles, and I'm not going to try any of that fussing around where you mix up the oil filter with the oil changes, like I mentioned about a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. Greg winced when you said 10,000 miles.
Just a little bit.
He would never let his babies go 10,000 miles.
No.
Never.
No.
I?
On the other hand.
Yeah, it's possible.
You got more babies than I do.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. U.S. military forces launched attacks on four vessels operated by narco-terrorist smugglers transiting through a known trafficking route in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. According to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, strikes occurred on Monday. Results, a total of 14 terrorists killed. One person survived the attacks, but no drugs left over. And some Democrats, they're crying about the strike, saying they're unlawful. But these same Democrats never shed a tear when Americans were dropping dead from fentanyl. And that, my friends, is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.